And welcome back, Cadre. Ismael with us right now for our Q&A segment. And Q, the Ravens headed back to the playoffs for the fifth straight year. So obviously there's a lot of football left to be played. What is John Harbaugh telling his team today?
The one thing I think that you want to focus in on is the fact that you do have a lot of football left. Your goals are right there in front of you. You are in the playoffs. And now it's about the evaluation process of how to clean up mistakes. And I think the one thing you look at, if you get too negative, if you start to nitpick at every little detail, then I think you can lose the team. You can lose the confidence of the team. And I think it's important to have good balance to say, look, okay, here's some of the things that we need to correct, but here's some of the things that makes us a 9-5 football team heading into the playoffs.
One of those things is Dennis Pitta, number 88. He has been one of Joe's favorite targets all year, was again yesterday.
Yeah, he had an outstanding game, and I look at the way he didn't give up. His mentality wasn't, okay, well, this game is a wrap. I'm just going to go ahead and shut it down. No, but I thought that the way he played, especially on his touchdown passes, two of them really typified what it is that I think John Harbaugh wants to get from this ball club.
Toughness, right? Toughness.
Toughness and just mentally being aware of the situation, knowing that, again, everything starts with a good, strong foundation. And I think the offensive line, if they look at this film, they'll see that they had strong foundation. Joe Flacco being able to look off the safety. We know that there's a new play caller. Well, at the same time, fundamentals have to be in play. Now, as the seam route is about to take place, Joe looking off the safety, he also has to fit it in a tight window right over Wesley Woodyard's head, the linebacker going down the seam trying to cover Dennis Pitta. He does just that. Sometimes you have to go ahead and step up and make a huge play, but it starts with foundation elements. Great pocket awareness, great pocket protection, and then at the same time making a throw in a tight window and a guy like Dennis Pitta going up and making a play
and
for the touchdown.
Aggressive throw at that. Is it a case of getting back to fundamentals? You mentioned the footwork of the offensive line. You mentioned Joe's footwork. Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, I absolutely think it is. And I guess if I'm looking at it from John Harbaugh's perspective, it's, look, let's grow off of this. Let's not sit here and wallow and think we are not a bad football team. We're 9-5 for a reason. I love this next play. This one here. Here's where you're talking about effort. And again, we look at great footwork. That footwork allows Joe time to be able to get it out to his wide receiver. In this particular case, it's Dennis Pitta. Look at the way Joe steps into the throw, accurate pass. You can easily go out of bounds right there. Game over, done. But he doesn't. He has that ability to say, I still am going to make a strong effort to get into the end zone. I know at the same time, Jacoby Jones, he didn't give up either. Right. His little bit of a nudge helped Carter get pushed out of bounds. Jim Leonard, the safety, was slowing down. It allowed Dennis Pitta to keep going. Hustle plays like that. That strong mentality of, we are a good football team. Let's go out there and execute the way we know how. That's what I'm telling my guys if I'm John Harbaugh in the meetings.
Yeah, a good place to start building is those two plays if he's showing them to his team today, right?
Absolutely. I'm not saying put blinders on and say, oh, it was a perfect game.
Yeah,
no question about it. You got to clean up the three and outs. You got to be able to have better awareness if you're playing the quarterback position. You got to get a better push up front if you're the O-line, catch the ball, if you're a wide receiver, all that. But at the same time, you have to have that balance. Don't go sitting there being all negative with it. Grow from this. How do you grow? Look at what you've done positively as well, and then move forward.
Yeah, great job as always. Dennis Pitta, by the way, 7 touchdown catches this year. That ties him with Todd Heap for the all-time record in a season for tight ends. When we come back, the Super Bowl champs come to town, the New York Giants. Stick around. We'll be right back.